When was the last time you spent an hour without checking your phone? Not because you forgot your phone, not because the battery died, not because you were somewhere you could not get a signal, but because you decided that you didn't need it. Welcome back to the Walking Leader Podcast. I am David Guerra, and today we are talking about something that affects virtually every leader, every employee, every parent, every professional, every student, and every person carrying a smartphone. That's right, today we're talking about unplug to reconnect, leading yourself through digital discipline. Because self-leadership is not just about setting goals, creating habits, or developing discipline. Self-leadership is also about deciding what gets your attention. All right, let's take a look at the digital discipline problem. And by doing so, let's ask ourselves to think about a typical day. All right, this is probably it for everybody. If not everybody, well, almost everybody. Sorry to generalize, but a good portion of us. We wake up, we check the phone. We eat breakfast, we check the phone. We drive, we listen, or check the phone. Please don't do that. At work, well, we get email messages, Teams messages, right? Pop-ups, right? Notifications, phone. During our break, what do? We check our phone. During a meeting, we keep the phone nearby because, you know, you never know. At lunch, oh, we're on the phone. The evening, we're on the phone. Television, that's the second screen. That's right. So, and at bedtime, yep, one last check. At what point did your phone stop being a tool and start becoming an environment you live in? See, digital distraction isn't necessarily about technology being bad. Technology can help us. It can help us communicate, learn, work, develop professionally, build businesses, maintain relationships, access information, lead teams, stay connected, and on and on and on. But the problem here is, the bad side, is the unintentional use. The unintentional use. See, recent research has published has been published in Scientific Reports has found that intentional goal-directed technology uses, or the technology use was associated with better attention control and psychological well-being, while passive use showed negative associations. Now, importantly, the study shows that how we use technology may matter not merely how much time we spend on it, but how, what we do with it, right? Not how much time, but what we do with it and what we're looking at. So the walking leader does not necessarily walk away from technology. The walking leader learns how to walk away from unnecessary distractions. Again, we got to build that discipline. So this is where digital discipline becomes self-discipline. Self-discipline. Now, let's just break it down again. Self-discipline is doing what you have decided matters. Even when something easier, more entertaining, or more immediately rewarding is available. Digital discipline is therefore the ability to say, not now. I do not need to check my email at this moment. This conversation matters more. This meeting deserves my full and undivided attention. My family deserves my full and undivided attention. My work deserves my attention. My goals definitely deserve my full and undivided attention. So let's take a look at this. What can we do about it as well? Let's look at this concept of Q behavior reward. And the cue is the phone buzzes. What do? You pick up your phone. The reward is information, entertainment, social connection, novelty, reassurance. However, over time, that sequence becomes automatic. And that's where the habits come in. In James Clear's book, Atomic Habits, that book, it's a useful resource because it focuses on how small behaviors and environmental design can compound into significant results. And again, I'll have a link down below in the show notes and on the website. And of course, it's all there. They're all going to be there. Everything, all the links that I mentioned today are going to be in the show notes. So, listeners, I ask, what is your most automatic digital habit? What is your most automatic digital habit? Do you reach for your phone when you're bored? When you are uncomfortable, or when you are waiting for something, or when you're avoiding something, or when you do not know what to do next, or simply because your phone is there? So, remember, a habit repeated often enough can begin to look like a personality trait, but it is not. It is a behavior, and behavior can be changed. Now, I do want to reiterate that unplugging is not disconnecting. It is actually reconnecting. Explaining the goal to you. Here, the goal here, that unplugging is not disconnecting. Why? Because technology is not bad. That's not the goal. We're not here to say that technology is bad. That's not the goal. The goal is that technology is intentional. So how do we reconnect? How do we reconnect with this? Well, we reconnect with ourselves first. See, when you are constantly consuming notifications, news, social media, videos, opinions, messages, you leave very little room for your own thoughts. You react instead of, right? You see something unsettling, you read an unsettling story, or how could they be doing this? How could they be doing that? And you react. So you leave very little room for your thoughts. You just immediate response. So when I ask you now is, when was the last time you sat quietly long enough to hear your own thoughts? And how do you do that? How do you sit quietly long enough to hear your own thoughts? Well, you can journal. You can reflect. You can plan. Put it in paper. Prayer or meditation, whatever's appropriate for you. Reading, not doom scrolling. No, not doom scrolling, but reading. Actually cracking the spine of a book and looking at the words, reading the words and understanding the words. Walking, taking a 30-minute intentional walk every day. Or just thinking quietly by yourself. You're sitting there over a cup of coffee and just thinking. So that's one way to reconnect. You reconnect with yourself first, always. Then you reconnect with your family. See, digital discipline is also family leadership. Consider the following. Phone-free meals. Phone-free conversations. Phone-free walks. Phone-free evenings, being present when your spouse or children are speaking. See, your family should not have to compete with a notification for your attention. The American Psychological Association has done some research on this, and they found that even relatively minor phone use during meals can make people less present and reduce enjoyment of the interaction. Yeah, so, you know, during the holidays, you know, everybody wants to take a picture of the meal. Take the pictures 5 minutes before we all sit down. Take the pictures, put away your phones, let's eat. All right? So it's just something to do. All right, reconnecting with your work. See, because digital discipline is also employee leadership. Now, while you may not be the boss, you may be an employee, a coworker, a supervisor, a manager, an entrepreneur, or executive, but you can still lead yourself. Again, you don't have to be the boss to lead yourself. You need to lead yourself first. So ask yourself, or I'm going to ask you, and then think about it. When you are supposed to be working, are you working or constantly switching attention? When you're supposed to be working, are you working or constantly switching attention? Now, this becomes a professional development issue. See, attention management affects productivity, communication, learning, creativity, problem solving, leadership development, and of course, business leadership. When I wrote my book, The Walking Leader, I wrote it with the idea of giving some guidance, rules per se, to the concept of managing by walking around. Ideally, we need to be as individuals, leaders, walking around, not managers, but leaders, walking around, getting to know everyone, interacting with everyone, figuring out what's going on, seeing where where Office A feeds into and provides for office B, and so on and so on, all the way through the process, all the way through the flow. But today, many leaders do not walk around. Right? They lead from behind a desk. They lead from their chair. They sit there. They stare at their screens. They communicate with email and Teams and Slack and text messages and dashboards and project management systems and video calls. And that's why technology can make leadership incredibly efficient, but it can also make it incredibly difficult. Now, back to efficiency. Efficiency is not the same thing as connection. So are you managing people? Again, for those of you that are managing people or have the title of manager, are you managing people or managing screens? See, a walking leader gets up, walks around, observes, listens, asks questions, notices what others might miss, creates relationships, becomes visible, and becomes, most of all, accessible. Now, this is not that, oh, we're going to circumvent the chain of command. No. What this does mean is that, hey, that leader, that manager is approachable. And being an approachable manager means that you're an approachable leader. But if you sit behind the comfort of your desk and you have the screen and the keyboard in front of you, you're just a keyboard warrior, and that's the bottom line. So I'm going to challenge you for this. Put the phone down, close the laptop, get out from behind the desk and walk around. That's it. Don't make the walk about checking on people. Again, and as I mentioned, it's not about looking for them to do something wrong, not to get out there and it's like, well, why are you doing this and not doing that? It's not about that. It's about making a connection. Now, of course, if there's some safety issue, then without a doubt, say something. And that applies to everybody, whether you're a manager or a coworker. If it's a safety issue, all bets are off. Safety first. Because it is about people. So sometimes the best leadership development does not happen in another online course or an online quiz. Sometimes it happens when you close a laptop, stand up, and walk over to another human being. Okay, with all of that being said, let's do a digital discipline challenge. It's always a challenge. And I'm the one that's going to challenge you. So let's look at the Walking Leader's 5-step digital discipline challenge. Starting with step number one, notice. N-O-T-I-C-E, notice. For one day, don't change anything. Do not change anything. Just simply notice. Maybe log it down. Create a journal or journal entry on this. How often do you check your phone? What do you check? Or why do you check it? Sorry about that. What is it you're looking at? What triggers you to look at it? When are you most distracted? So again, how often do you check your phone? Why do you check it? What caused you to check it? What was the trigger behind checking it? And when are you most distracted? It's because remember, self-leadership begins with, that's right, self-awareness. All right, let's move over to step two. Step two is declare, D-E-C-L-A-R-E, declare. Choose specific times or situations when you will unplug. Examples. First 30 minutes after waking up. Sorry about that. In my case, yeah, it's kind of what I do. During meals. No phones during meals. Unless I'm alone, right? Yeah. During conversations, yeah, it's a big no-no. Unless you're conversing over the phone, and yeah, obviously. But during meetings, yeah, definitely no, not that. No phone checking during meetings. And of course, the meetings that could be emails, well, that's a whole different ballgame. But again, during meetings, nah. Again, make it a specific time or situation when you will unplug. During your commute, sorry about that. Your eyes on the road, everybody, eyes on the road. Head on a swivel, because you never know. Somebody else might be distracted. And of course, the last hour before you go to bed. All right, so again, don't make your goals vague, however. Set a goal, you know, the last hour, last 60 minutes, last 45 minutes, whatever. Instead of saying, I'm going to use my phone less, no, I will not check social media between the hours of 8 a.m. and 11 a.m. It's measurable. You've set specific times. It's measurable. And that is discipline made measurable. Remember, just keep repeating it. And that becomes a habit. A habit after 90 days becomes a lifestyle. Right? So then that's it. You disciplined yourself by creating a habit. All right, number three, design. Number three, the third step is design. Do not depend entirely upon willpower. Yeah, don't do that. Change your environment. What do I mean by that? Turn off non-essential notifications. Move distracting apps off your home screen. Use the Do Not Disturb. Keep the phone physically away during focused work. Charge the phone outside the bedroom. Create phone-free spaces at home. Establish meeting norms around devices. So it applies to everybody. Now, this is where habits become easier because the environment supports the behavior. That's a good thing. So if your environment is conducive to moving you forward, you're going to move forward. All right, number four, step four, disconnect. You want to start small with this one. It's difficult, I know. 15 minutes here and there, and then it becomes 30 minutes. Then it becomes 1 hour. Right? With time, over time, it's practice. You practice it, 15 minutes here, then go on, 30 minutes, half a day, or one entire evening. Now remember, this goal is not a punishment. And the goal is not a punishment, but it's to disconnect and to intentionally disconnect. Just like you intentionally chose to answer the phone or look doom scroll, the same thing. So the goal is to practice. That's what it is practice. And you are training yourself to discover that you can be disconnected from the device without being disconnected from life. You can be disconnected from the device without being disconnected from life. Number five, reconnect. Reconnect. The fifth step is to reconnect. Replace digital consumption with something meaningful. Instead of scrolling, try walking. Try reading. How about some journaling or an exercise, right? So if you're doing disconnecting for 30 minutes, replace that 30 minutes of just sitting there with a walk, 30-minute walk, four to five times a week will do you and everybody good. You can call someone. You can talk to your spouse. Imagine that, talking to your spouse. But I mean it, seriously. Play with your children. Talk to your children. Talk with your children. Work on your professional development. Think, plan, create, rest, something that does not involve doom scrolling, that does not involve the little phone, the little device that can connect you to the world, not in your hand, not in your hand. Put it down. Now, this is crucial. So you're not removing a habit. You're replacing it with something that deserves your values. Here's one for you on professional development. Google has recently been running these ads, and they've been running these ads on AI certification. And you can get your first AI certification for free. It says it's only like a 7 or 8 hour course. That's it. And you're certified with the basics of AI. AI is here to stay, folks. What side of the fence you're on, it's up to you. It doesn't matter, but it is here to stay. And as far as professional development goes, it doesn't hurt to have that little cap in your feather. So again, something to think about. Now, again, I'm not getting paid by Google. I'm not getting paid by anybody. But what I am saying is there's free stuff out there that you can professionally develop, use your professional development time to get certified. And hopefully it inspires you for more certifications. So again, something to think about because, again, we are not just simply removing a habit. We're replacing it with something that serves your values. Now, let's look at this from a little different perspective. Who are you when nobody's watching? Authenticity, right? Your authenticity. Who are you when you're not posting? Who are you when nobody is liking? Who are you when nobody is commenting? Who are you when you do not have to prove anything? Right? So authentic leadership is not about creating the perfect digital image. It is about becoming the person you claim to be. Right? So in business leadership, ask yourself, are you present enough to make good decisions? With employee leadership, are you disciplined enough to manage your own attention? With family leadership, are you giving the people you love your actual presence? Personal leadership, are you living according to your values or according to whatever happens to appear on your screen? See, your digital behavior is part of your self-leadership because it reveals what you are willing to give your attention to. I want you to take a breath, take a moment, and think about the last 7 days. What has been getting too much of your attention? What has not been getting enough of your attention? Or who has not been getting enough of your attention? Who has been getting the distracted version of me? What goal has been losing because of my digital habits? What is one digital habit I need to change? 5 great questions. And think about it for the past 7 days, how that, what that is, what the answer is as originating in the past 7 days. Now, in your answers, do not try to fix everything today. What I do want you to do is to pick one, choose one. Again, I'll ask the questions. What has been getting too much of your attention? What has not been getting enough of your attention? Who has been getting the distracted version of you? What goals have you been losing because of your digital habits? Or what goal has been losing because of your digital habits? And what is one digital habit you need to change? Now I'm going to share some resources with you. And these resources, again, these links are going to be in the show notes. So check them out. Digital Minimalism by Cal Newport. If you want to examine your relationship with technology more deeply, this is a good one. Newport's central premise is not simply technology is bad, and it's not just that. His approach is about intentionally determining which technologies support your values and goals, including his well-known idea of a 30-day digital declutter. So again, I'll have that link there. Another book, Atomic Habits. That's become the go-to reference for what I've been sharing with you lately. This book definitely helps you understand how small behavioral changes and environmental design can build better habits. The APA, the American Psychological Association. There's some resources there, great resources on this website, and it actively recommends managing technology use so its benefits do not overwhelm its cost. Hey, and I would be remiss if I did not mention my book. And if you're listening to the podcast, then you already know I have more books, but this one I want you to look at, my book, The Walking Leader, The 20 Rules You Can Follow Now to guide you down the path of leadership greatness. Now, it's designed to help current and future leaders step away from the desk, get involved, and lead by example. Of course, the link's there on my website, and it's going to be in the show notes down at the bottom. You can pick up a copy of that on Amazon, and of course, it's on Kindle. So again, those are some resources, and again, I'll add more stuff there on the show notes, so don't hesitate to look down below. All right, so as we start to wrap this up, again, I want you to leave today listening to this podcast, listen to this episode with the following idea in mind. You do not need to unplug from the world. Sometimes you need to unplug from the noise so you can reconnect with the world that matters to you. See, self-leadership means you choose. You choose what gets your attention. You choose who gets your attention. You choose what gets your time. You choose who gets your time. You choose which habits you reinforce. You choose when to disconnect. And you choose who gets the best version of you. Remember, your phone, your smartphone, your phone is a tool. It always was a tool. It always has been a tool. It always will be a tool. Your attention is a leadership resource. Do not give away either one without making a conscious decision. Right? So if you stop using it as a tool and you start using the phone as a life, that's not a good thing. So, right? Because you gave up using it as a tool. So again, your phone is a tool. Your attention is a leadership resource. Do not give away either one without making a conscious decision. Well, now it's your turn. Take what you've heard here today and put it into action. Do not just listen to this episode. Do something with it. Choose one digital habit you are going to change. Put your phone down. Step away from the screen. Go have a conversation. Go take a walk. Go spend time with your family. Go do the work. And most of all, go lead yourself. Because leadership begins with self-leadership. And if you want to be a walking leader, you've got to get up, get out, and lead. I've said this before. I've said it countless times. And it really, truly, it's true. I mean, there's no two ways around it. It's true. And folks, I invite you, if you've not already picked up a copy of my book, The Walking Leader, it is available in paperback and Kindle. And it's designed to help current and future leaders put leadership into action. And again, that link is down at the bottom of the show notes. It's on my website. For more information, please visit there. And of course, if you found value in today's episode, please subscribe to the Walking Leader podcast. Share this episode with someone who needs to hear it. Leave a review. Drop me an email. And folks, always remember and never forget, be without weak equal, be the Walking Leader.
The Walking Leader podcast is a David Guerra presentation.